School's still out until November 15 at the earliest for some of the youngest school kids in Auckland and Waikato. That's the provisional return date set by the government, but it's very much indicative. School's back in real life session for years 11, 12 and 13, but for years 1 to 10, the learning is still happening at home. When primary schools return, the government is looking at bubbles, outdoor lessons and days on and off. We sent reporter Nick Trubridge and cameraman Nick Monroe to Auckland's Oneapoto Domain playground to ask parents how they feel about that.
The good old playground slide. Fair to say it's been getting a bit more use than usual over the last 10 weeks with kids out of school. But it's also a bit of a sign of something else. And that is parents wanting a bit more light at the end of the tunnel.
I think we're just getting a little bit sick of being strung along, not really knowing, you know, when normal life is going to return for us and our kids, yeah. But I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep us safe, and that's important too. I just think that they should be a little bit smarter about it, about the way they, you know, feed out information to us.
But let's say schools do go back on November 15. Well, some parents have concerns about bubbles. If my kid's in a bubble, who else are they going to be mixing with?
See, we had a concern because not only the kids, you know, the bubble and the school classroom setting that have been run by the school staff, but because of that we have so many family bubbles that which allow to just gather two or three bubbles together. So we don't know whether there's maybe a possibility of the community, you know, contact and the cases that which might are likely to affect the, just the kids' safety as well.
And what about outdoor learning that's been touted as a bit of a solution? Well, some parents here at Oneapoto Reserve have concerns about Auckland's tropical climate.
It's very hard, it's very weather dependent. Auckland schools typically tend to be quite large. My children go to quite a large, I guess, typical Auckland school. So my question would be how they're going to manage things like playtimes and lunchtimes. But there's huge benefits of the children being back face-to-face and seeing their friends and being with their peers and interacting again. Like, that's been lacking for so long. That's just as important as any academic learning, really. It would be nice to see the kids go back before the end of the year so they can have some sort of, I guess, tidy end to the year. It would be such a shame if they spent the rest of term four at home, online learning.
One thing's for sure, most parents are more than ready for the kids to go back.
Yes, yes, please go back to school. It's just very straining on the parents when you have to work from home. Like, I know the office will say it's not the same, but there's still the pressure. And it was a choice when I want to work full-time and not to stay at home with the kids. It was my choice, and now I couldn't have that choice. So, yes, I'm really eager to see the kids back to school. And as for the kids as well, they miss their friends. Like, whenever I'm in my Zoom call, they want to see face, different faces. So I think not being able to see their friends from school is getting really hard on them.
But what about online learning? Well, it may have been good for a while, but safe to say the novelty has well and truly worn off.
Oh, no, it's a juggle, because you've got various Zoom meetings. You have about 1,000 different codes to log into the various programs, and we're also both trying to juggle working full-time from home and running school from home for one or two children. And also the programs that they use are great, and the teachers have been amazing, but you do need to supervise them while they're using them, so you can't just kind of log them on because they get distracted and they don't focus and they can't read the instructions. And so it's actually a full-time job, homeschooling, as well as a full-time job working from home, so it's hard to do both.
But there's one thing above all else, and that's parents crying out for a bit of direction from the government.